Welcome to Zirku Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and there Mezekes Bamatzia, Daf Kuv Test, the ninth parak HaMakabel. This parak has been generously sponsored in Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe ben Rabbi Yamin Yosef Alva Shalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if one leases a field for only a few years, or uses a rent a pishdan, he may not plant flax in it because the soil requires 7 years to recover from the damage. And he has no right to sycamore beams from the field's trees, which require 7 years to regrow. If he leased the field for 7 years, he may plant flax in the first year and is entitled to that year's sycamore beams. Abai says that although a renter for fewer than 7 years does not receive sycamore beams, b'shvach shikma yeshol, he has a right to the improvement of the sycamore, meaning its increased growth, which is considered its produce. Rava says he has no right to its increased growth. Rava is challenged from a brisa, which is explained to mean that if one buys a field and yovel arise, shaminu, we assess it for him, which means we assess the value he owns in the trees, increased growth. Abai answers on Rava's behalf that the Torah said, v'yatza mimkar bayis, a house shall go out teaching mimkar chozer, shvach eno chozer. The sale itself returns to the original owner, but the improvement does not return. This law is unique to Yovel, which is a real property sale, and the law to return purchases is Afkata de Malka, a removal by the king referring to Kosh Baruch. Pointing to the Gemara relates that a hired planter once told the owners, Imapsidinim Selechna, if I cause a loss, I'll leave. He did later cause a loss to some of his improvements, and Rav Yudah said, Mestalik Belo Shvacha, he leaves without any payment for the improvements he made, because that is the intent of the leaving to which he agreed. Rav Kahana said he does receive payment for the improvements and was only agreeing to leave voluntarily. Rav Kahana agrees that if he said explicitly, if I cause a loss, I'll leave without receiving payment for the improvements, he is bound by this stipulation. Rava holds even this is not binding because it's an asmakta. The Gemara challenges Rava from a mishnah which teaches that a worker who commits to compensate the owner if he leaves the field fallow is bound by his commitment, and answers that in that mishnah, he's bound to compensate for the actual loss he caused. And here, too, we deduct from his payment whatever loss he caused, and we give him the rest of his payment. And point number three, a borrower once gave his vineyard to his lender for 10 years, during which time the lender could take its produce and the loan amount would be reduced. After 5 years, the vineyard aged and the vines died, which was expected. Abai said, Parahavit, the dead vines are considered produce and belong to the lender. Rava said, Karnahavit, they're considered principal, they're part of the land, the alakachbo karka. Therefore, land should be purchased through selling the vines, v'huachalperas, and the lender consumes the produce of the purchased land. Abai is challenged from Abrites, which says that if a tree given as a mashkon dried out and died, it's sold as wood to purchase another field from which the lender will take produce. The Gemara answers that the Brice's case is where it died below Zmanu, before its time, and the wood was not produce which the lender expected to receive. Therefore, it's considered principal. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if one leases a field for only a few years, or uses a rent a pishdan, he may not plant flax in it because the soil requires 7 years to recover from the damage, and he has no right to sycamore beams from the field's trees, which requires 7 years to regrow. If he leased the field for 7 years, he may plant flax in the first year and is entitled to that year's sycamore beams. Abai says that although a renter for fewer than 7 years does not receive sycamore beams, b'shvach shikma yeshol, he has a right to the improvement of the sycamore, meaning its increased growth, which is considered its produce. Rava says he has no right to its increased growth. Rava is challenged from a brisa, which is explained to mean that if one buys a field and yovel arise, shaminu, we assess it for him, which means we assess the value he owns in the trees, increased growth. Abai answers on Rava's behalf that the Torah said, v'yatza mimkar bayis, a house shall go out teaching mimkar chozer, shvach eno chozer. The sale itself returns to the original owner, but the improvement does not return. This law is unique to Yovel, which is a real property sale, and the law to return purchases is Afkata de Malka, a removal by the king referring to Kosh Baruch. Pointing to the Gemara relates that a hired planter once told the owners, Imapsidinim Selechna, if I cause a loss, I'll leave. He did later cause a loss to some of his improvements, and Rav Yudah said, Mestalik Belo Shvacha, he leaves without any payment for the improvements he made, because that is the intent of the leaving to which he agreed. Rav Kahana said he does receive payment for the improvements and was only agreeing to leave voluntarily. Rav Kahana agrees that if he said explicitly, if I cause a loss, I'll leave without receiving payment for the improvements, he is bound by this stipulation. Rava holds even this is not binding because it's an asmakta. The Gemara challenges Rava from a mishnah which teaches that a worker who commits to compensate the owner if he leaves the field fallow is bound by his commitment, and answers that in that Mishnah, he's bound to compensate for the actual loss he caused. And here, too, we deduct from his payment whatever loss he caused, and we give him the rest of his payment. And point number three, a borrower once gave his vineyard to his lender for 10 years, during which time the lender could take its produce and the loan amount would be reduced. After 5 years, the vineyard aged and the vines died, which was expected. Abai said, Parahave, the dead vines are considered produce and belong to the lender. Rava said, Karnahave, they're considered principal, they're part of the land, the alakachbo karka. Therefore, land should be purchased through selling the vines, v'huachoperas, and the lender consumes the produce of the purchased land. Abai's challenge from Abrites, which says that if a tree given as a mashkon dried out and died, it's sold as wood to purchase another field from which the lender will take produce. The Gemara answers that the Bryce's case is where it died below Zmanu, before its time, and the wood was not produce which the lender expected to receive. Therefore, it's considered principal. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Tes, and this one was suggested to us by Yaakov Leder from Nof Ayalon, Jacob Selesny from Herzliya, and Aaron Wasser from Queens. They all suggested that Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, because he got distracted watching an owner yell at a hired planter who caused a loss to the field that he must leave with no pay, like he promised, was approached by a lender who was given his borrower's vineyard for 10 years and asked for a band-aid because he pricked his finger on the dead vines he was taking as produce. So once again, it's a motion. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit, that must be Daf Kuf Tes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one leases a field for only a few years, he may not plant pishnan in it because the soil requires 7 years to recover from the damage, ve'emel b'kor shikma, and he has no right to sycamore beams from the field's trees, which requires 7 years to regrow. If he leased the field for 7 years, he may plant flax in the first year and is entitled to that year's sycamore beams. Abai says that although a renter for fewer than 7 years does not receive sycamore beams, b'shevach shikma yeshlo, he has a right to the improvement of the sycamore, meaning its increased growth, which is considered its produce. Rava says he has no right to its increased growth. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, because he got distracted watching an owner yell at a hired planter who caused a loss of the field that he must leave with no pay, like he promised, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a hired planter once told the owners, if I cause a loss, I'll leave. He later did cause a loss to some of his improvements and reviewed a said mistalk boshvacha. He leaves without any payment for the improvements he made because that is the intent of the leaving to which he agreed. Rav Kahana says he does receive payment for the improvements and was only agreeing to leave voluntarily. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, because he got distracted watching an owner yell at a hired planter who caused a loss to the field that he must leave with no pay, like he promised, was approached by a lender who was given his borrower's vineyard for 10 years and asked for a band-aid because he pricked his finger on the dead vines he was taking as produce, which reminds us, a borrower once gave his vineyard to his lender for 10 years, during which time the lender could take its produce and the loan amount would be reduced. After 5 years, the vineyard aged and the vines died, which was expected. Abai said, Parahave, the dead vines are considered produce and belong to the lender. Rava said, Karnehave, they are considered principal part of the land, therefore the land should be purchased through selling the vines and the lender consumes the produce of the purchased land. So once again, the Hatzalah member who grabbed his Hatzalah kit to help the renter who fell off a ladder while trimming the new growth from the sycamore trees, because he got distracted watching an owner yell at a hired planter who caused a loss to the field that he must leave with no pay, like he promised, was approached by a lender who was given his borrower's vineyard for 10 years and asked for a band-aid because he pricked his finger on the dead vines he was taking as produce. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazar. Daf Kuf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker, that must be one Daf Kuf Hei. The hacker whose landlord demanded that he stop hacking on his computer all day and finally weed the field, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who leased a field with a fixed rental but did not want to weed it while the crop was growing, telling the owner he'll get the same rental amount anyway, ain't showing well. We do not listen to him because the owner can respond, tomorrow you're going to leave after the lease ends, malus lefanei asavim, and the field will grow weeds for me instead of crops. So the hacker's landlord demanded that he stop hacking on his computer all day and finally weed the field, had a strange practice wearing his less than 4-cup lightweight laptop on his head above his tefillin, which reminds us, the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai said, "L'tefil u'tefillin arba kabin." For prayer and tefillin, the definition of a burden is 4 kabin. Regarding tefillin, a brisa teaches that if one was carrying a burden on his head while wearing tefillin, then if they're being crushed, he must remove the burden. But if not, it's permitted. This burden is defined as 4 kabin. So the hacker's landlord demanded that he stop hacking on his computer all day and finally weed his field, had a strange practice of wearing his less than 4-cup lightweight laptop on his head above his tefillin, and insisted that he has the right to deduct the damage to the field caused by a windstorm from his rent because it was a Malkus Medina, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that if one leased a field for a fixed rental and the crop was destroyed by locusts or powerful winds, Malkus Medina, if it's a general calamity, Menachelo min Chakoro, he may deduct from his rental according to the scale of damage. If the damage was local, he could not deduct from his rent because the owner can blame the damage on the tenants. Bad fortune. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker. So here goes. The tightrope walker, that must be more Daf Kuf Vav. The tightrope walker looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pasuk for planting barley instead of the wheat he had told him to plant, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a landowner who told his tenant to plant wheat, but he planted barley and his crop was destroyed by wind along with most of the valley. Although the tenant can argue that the Malkus Medina would have destroyed any wheat he may have planted, the Gemara concludes that the owner can respond, if you had planted wheat, the following bracha would have been fulfilled for me. You will make a plan and it will succeed for you, meaning my prayers for a successful wheat crop would have been answered. So the tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pasuk for planting barley instead of the wheat he told him to plant, while walking on the high wire over another field affected by a Malkus Medina that attended and planted all in, lamenting that if it had been planted, a miraculous bracha may have occurred, which reminds us, Shmuel said that a tenant may only deduct from his rent in the case of a Malkus Medina if he actually planted and it was destroyed. But if he did not plant at all, he may not, because the owner can argue that had he planted, the following bracha would have been fulfilled. They will not be ashamed in time of calamity. In days of famine, they will be satisfied, meaning it may have miraculously succeeded despite the Malkus Medina. So the tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pasuk for planting barley instead of the wheat he told him to plant, while walking on the highway over another field affected by a Malkus Medina that attended and planted all in, lamenting that if it had been planted, a miraculous bracha may have occurred, was dismayed when he saw at the end of the platform a tenant who leased land for 10 cores of wheat coming to pay with wheat from the damaged crop, which reminds us, the next mission states that if one leased land for a rent of 10 cores of wheat and the wheat crop was damaged, he may pay with his wheat since the land performed its role. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Zayin is Couscous. So here goes. The Couscous restaurant owner, Couscous, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. The Couscous restaurant owner who posted a Baruch Atah Bu'echa, Baruch Atah Be'Zeisecha sign on the door of his restaurant, which reminds us, the Talmud of Rav was asked how Rav interpreted the following psukim. Baruch Atah Ba'ir, you shall be blessed in the city. Baruch Atah Ba'sada, you shall be blessed in the field. Baruch Atah Bu'echa, you shall be blessed when you come in. Baruch Atah Be'Zeisecha, and you shall be blessed when you go out. He explained that they mean respectively, number one, your home should be near a shul. Number two, your property should be near your home to ease the transport of crops. Number three, your wife should not be a possible nida when you return from a trip. And number four, your offspring should be like you. Rabbi Yochanan explained them differently. So the Couscous restaurant owner who posted a Baruch Atah Bu'echa, Baruch Atah Be'Zeisecha sign on the door of his restaurant, which was right next to a cemetery full of people who had died due to Ayin Hara, which reminds us, Rav once went to a cemetery and determined the cause of the deaths of those buried there and declared 99 of 100 died from an evil eye and only one from natural causes. So the Couscous restaurant owner who posted a Baruch Atah Bu'echa, Baruch Atah Be'Zeisecha sign on the door of his restaurant, which was right next to a cemetery full of people who had died due to Ayin Hara, was busy promoting his new couscous dish to accompany the 13 benefits of eating Pashachris, which reminds us the Gemara brings the 13 benefits of eating Pashachris. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Sim Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket. So here goes. The pickpocket, that must mean one Daf Kuf Ches. Kach, take. The pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, which reminds us, Rav said that if one purchases land which was available to anyone willing to pay the government tax on it, and the land is located between properties owned by partners or brothers, he's an impudent person for not allowing them to purchase it, but we do not remove him from the purchased land. However, the Nardin said that we even remove the purchaser because of a bar mitzvah, because the Torah says, Va'asisa yashar v'tov be'enei Hashem, you shall do what is just and good in the eyes of Hashem. So the pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem, when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, after the bar mitzvah couldn't stop the neighbor on the other side from giving away his field as a gift, which reminds us the Gemara lists several cases in which the bar mitzvah has no claim. A property given as a gift is not subject to the law of bar mitzvah. So the pickpocket who did not do what was just and good in the eyes of Hashem, when he used the money he pickpocketed to purchase a field that a bar mitzvah wanted to purchase, after the bar mitzvah couldn't stop his neighbor on the other side from giving away his field as a gift, stole a piece of paper from the pocket of the gift recipient, which indicated he planned to sell the field to a Talmid Chacham before selling it to a relative. Which reminds us, Gemara says, if one has the option of selling his field either to a Talmid Chacham or to a Karub, a relative, the Talmid Chacham takes precedence. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichron Shiur. Great day and great learning.